From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Smith. North Korea launched just a single long-range rocket today, but it produced political fallout around the globe. Neighbors South Korea and Japan worried the launch was another step toward a nuclear North Korea. The United Nations Security Council scurried into an emergency session, and President Barack Obama scolded the renegade nation during a stop today in the Czech Republic.
North Korea broke the rules once again by testing a rocket that could be used for long-range missiles. This provocation underscores the need for action, not just this afternoon at the UN Security Council, but in our determination to prevent the spread of these weapons.
The president has moved on to Turkey now, the final stop on his tour of Europe, and NPR's Don Gagne is with him there. Don, this had always been planned as the big speech of the president's trip, but this North Korea news kind of threw it into a tizzy a little bit.
Well, it was the big speech, but in an odd way, the North Korea news set the speech up perfectly, because it was always going to be a speech on the topic of non-proliferation, nuclear non-proliferation. And the president wanted to come to a place in the middle of Europe and address what he called the most dangerous legacy of the Cold War. And I can guarantee you, people in the crowd, anybody listening on the radio who had heard the news from North Korea earlier in the morning were thinking about that when Mr. Obama made this statement during that outdoor speech this morning in Prague.
Today, the Cold War has disappeared, but thousands of those weapons have not. In a strange turn of history, the threat of global nuclear war has gone down, but the risk of a nuclear attack has gone up. More nations have acquired these weapons. Testing has continued. Black market trade in nuclear secrets and nuclear materials abound.
And we know that the president did change his speech after the North Korean missile went up.
That's right. This paragraph is about a 2-minute chunk of a 30-minute speech was inserted about halfway into the speech to deal with the North Korea situation.
And then the president segued back to something he was probably going to talk about anyway, the topic of Iran, and specifically this U.S. missile shield that would protect Eastern and Central Europe from a potential attack should Iran develop a nuclear weapon. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does. In fact, this missile defense shield was the idea of the Bush administration. In fact, during the 2008 campaign, candidate Barack Obama was pretty lukewarm toward it. He didn't say he would toss it, but he certainly wasn't promoting it. Now he says the U.S. will proceed with that missile shield. And the deal is it would be a couple of bases set up, one in Poland, one in the Czech Republic, both, decent proximity to Iran to keep an eye on things. And the president is saying it will proceed despite some controversy around it. But he added some caveats in the speech today. And I can tell you, the caveats got cheers. First, there has to be, proof that it works, that the technology does work. Second, he says it has to be cost effective. And that's a big if. I mean, how will they determine that? Finally, he said it will only be pursued if the threat from Iran remains. If it continues, because separately from this, the president wants more engagement with Iran, and they are hoping that they can convince Iran not to pursue any kind of a nuclear weapons program.
The president also attended meetings in Prague today with leaders of the European Union. What happened in those meetings?
Well, certainly they talked about North Korea, but it didn't really dominate those talks. They covered many other issues, from Afghanistan to climate change to ways to pursue alternative and greener energy programs, trade. But more than anything, it felt like this was kind of a burnishing of the transatlantic alliance. President Obama says it seems like the U.S. and Europe, bicker a lot, and that gets a lot of attention, he says, but that only happens on the margins. To its core, this is a relationship based on shared ideals. And he says, sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that and remind one another how important the other is to each.
So you've all reached the final European stop on the itinerary, Turkey. What's on the agenda there? What's going to make news tomorrow?
Actually, we have two stops within Turkey. We are in Ankara, the capital, right now. The president will visit Atatürk's tomb. He's the founder of modern Turkey. He'll make a speech to the parliament where he will really promote Turkey's application to become a member of the European Union. And then once we get to Istanbul a day later, it'll be a meeting with religious leaders, tour historic sites like the Blue Mosque, and have a roundtable with university students.
There you go. NPR's Don Gagne following the president in Turkey. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.